Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. A jury in the United States has ordered Donald Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to pay $148 million in damages to two election workers he falsely accused of vote tampering. Mr. Giuliani had already been found liable of making defamatory claims about the mother and daughter during the 2020 election in Georgia. One of the women, Shea Moss, said she had been terrorized by Mr. Giuliani.
The lies Rudy Giuliani told about me and my mommy after the 2020 presidential election have changed our lives. And the past few years has been devastating. The flame that Giuliani lit with those lies and passed to so many others to keep that flame blazing changed every aspect of our lives. Our homes, our family, our work, our sense of safety, our mental health, and we're still working to rebuild.
Mr. Giuliani said he would appeal the defamation verdict. The Israeli military says it killed three hostages who were being held in Gaza after they were mistakenly identified as a threat in the northern town of Shejaya. They've been named as Yolam Chaim, Samer Talalka and Alon Shamriz. Mike Thompson reports.
Since the war in Gaza began, the Israeli military has dedicated itself to bringing the hostages home. Now the bodies of three of them had been returned, killed by the soldiers sent to save them. The IDF said that after mistakenly being identified as a threat, the three had been fired on. Only later were their identities discovered. In a statement, the IDF expressed its deep remorse over the incident and sent the families of those killed its heartfelt condolences.
A cameraman working for the Qatari television network Al Jazeera has died in Gaza due to an Israeli strike. Al Jazeera said that Samer Abu Dakka was wounded either by shrapnel or in a drone strike on a school in Khan Yunis in central Gaza. He bled to death. Participants at a United Nations forum trying to find solutions for the global refugee crisis have pledged more than $2.2 billion to support displaced people and countries that take them in. The head of the UN Refugee Agency, Filippo Grandi, said the event in Switzerland wasn't just about giving aid to refugees, but allowing them to tell their stories and suggest solutions.
I cannot help but think that we were even more energized by the participation of the more than 300 refugees here. Allow me to ask those refugees or former refugees and stateless people to please stand so we can salute your spirit.
World News from the BBC. The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières says it has had to evacuate some of its staff from northwest Nigeria's Zamfara state due to fighting between the army and gunmen. MSF said it was forced to pull staff out when fighting broke out close to the hospital in Zurmi town. A toxicology report has found that the death of the Friends actor, Matthew Perry, was an accident caused by the acute effect of ketamine. He was found unresponsive at his Los Angeles home in October. Molly Perella has more details.
Medical officials in the United States said Matthew Perry had been receiving a ketamine treatment for depression and anxiety. The report also listed drowning, coronary artery disease, and the effects of a drug used to treat opioid disorder as other contributing factors in his death. Matthew Perry, who is best known for playing Chandler Bing in Friends, was found in a hot tub at his house, and paramedics pronounced him dead at the scene. He was 54. At the height of his fame, he struggled with addiction to painkillers and alcohol and attended rehab many times. In November, he was laid to rest at a cemetery in LA following a private funeral.
Venezuela's opposition presidential candidate, Maria Corina Machado, has announced that she will appeal to the country's highest court against an electoral ban issued by the government earlier this year. She had previously refused to appeal, saying she would simply ignore the decision and run against President Nicolas Maduro in next year's election. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has opened the first section of one of his government's main infrastructure projects, a railway linking popular tourist destinations in the Yucatán Peninsula. He said the Tren Maya would bring thousands of jobs and prosperity to one of Mexico's poorest regions. The project has been criticised by environmentalists who say it will damage the region's pristine forests and threaten the region's famous underground caves. BBC News.